AM. Good evening, folks, and welcome to episode 46 of Hinky Dinky Time Radio, coming to you live on Thursday, April 22nd, 2010, from the far end of the bullpen, keeping a seat warm for a mystery Chicago Cub. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Michael, and I'll be your host for the next 60 minutes, as I am each Thursday evening at 8:30 Central Time, weather and authorities permitting. As always, for those of you planning to tune in late, there will be a rebroadcast of tonight's show immediately following the live program.
Put savings in your shopping cart
at Hinky Dinky Supermart. 'Cause every day's a special day. Every day's a special day. Every day's a special day at Hinky Dinky.
Where else?
Well, I apologize for banging my head on the microphone just now. That was uncalled for. Here's tonight's mystery television theme. If you identified that as the theme song from the Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour, pat yourself on the back, that's correct. We'll have to play some Tom and Dick on the show one day. I'm a big fan. I collect their vinyl LPs, in fact. Well, I'd like to thank you all for tuning in again this week for another 60 minutes of Hinky Dinky Time Radio. I am your 60-minute man, and here are the dominoes to tell you all about that.
Of blowing my top. If your man ain't treating you right, come up and see your dad. I'll rock 'em, roll 'em all night long. I'm a 60-minute man.
60-minute
man.
Call him
to love and then I'll rock, roll all night long. I'm a
60-minute.
60 minute
man,
they call me
loving Dan.
I rock 'em, roll 'em all night long. I'm a
60-minute man.
There'll be 15 minutes of kissing.
Then you holler, please don't stop.
Don't stop.
There'll be 50 minutes of teasing and 50 minutes of squeezing and 50 minutes of blowing my top.
If your old man ain't treating you right,
come up and see old Dan.
I rock 'em, roll 'em all night long. I'm a 60-minute man, oh yeah.
Yes, that's 60-Minute Man by the Dominoes. And we're going to get right into a request from last week's program. We were celebrating Murray and Sherry's 26th wedding anniversary, and Sherry had been a teacher, and Dad told me that that always put him in mind of this song called Teach Me Tonight. This is a version by the late, great Johnny Ray.
Would you say I've got a lot to learn? Well, don't think I'm trying not to learn. Since this is the perfect spot to learn, teach me tonight. Starting with the ABC of it, right down to the XYZ of it. Help me solve the mystery of it. Teach me tonight. The sky's a blackboard swinging above you, and if a friendly star comes by, I'll ask the star to write, I love you, 1,000 times across the sky. One thing isn't very clear, my love. Should the teacher stand so near, my love? Graduation's almost here, my love. Teach me the sky is a blackboard high above you, and if a shooting star goes by, I'll use that star to write, I love you, oh, 1,000,000 times across the sky. One thing isn't very clear, my love. Should the teacher stand so near, my love? Graduation's almost here, my love. Teach me tonight.
When I think of Johnny Ray, the adjective that always seems to come to mind is overwrought, wouldn't you say? Today's Earth Day. Did you hug your planet? I did. I hugged my pillow. I had some time today for a nap, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. Thank you, planet. And we're going to get into a few Earth Day tunes. tonight. This first number is by Miss Dinah Washington, and this is called This Bitter Earth.
This bitter earth, well, what the fruit it bears, what good is love? That no one shares. And if my life is like the dust, ooh, that hides the glow of a rose, what good am I? Heaven only knows. Lord, this bitter earth, yes, can be so cold. Today you're young, too soon you're old. But while a voice within me cries, I'm sure someone may answer my call. And this bitter earth, may not, oh, be so bitter after all.
Well, I don't know about you, but I think it's time to brighten things up just a little bit. This is Saul K. Bright and his Holly Wyans, and a personal favorite of mine. This is Hawaiian Cowboy.
Hawaiian cowboy. Hawaiian cowboy. San Francisco by the Golden Gate. Aloha, ika Hawaiian cowboy.
Thank you.
rest round up. Out here, but let over the yellow of a lahai. Malama for the old picky dumber than a lahai. One of a gun, yay. Away out of a feeling the lahai. For San Francisco by the Golden Gate. Aloha, Hawaiian cowboy.
Inga mai, eka puana. Lele hua, o rose lani. Inga mai, eka puana. Ona lei, lei.
What kind of fool am I, who never fell in love? It seems that I'm the only one that I have been thinking of. What kind of man is this? An empty shell, a lonely cell in which an empty heart must dwell. What kind of lips are these that lied with every kiss, that whispered empty words of love, that left me alone like this? Why can't I fall in love like any other man? And maybe then I'll know what kind of fool I am.
Of course, that's the unparalleled Sammy Davis Jr. And what kind of fool am I? Do you know what kind of fool I am? I am the Chicago Cubs fan flavor of fool. And early this season, Cubby Blue is making me very blue. We'll be talking about that in a little while. I am so blue. These are the Poets.
Sweet was her kiss, and I still miss her smile. She was the one who made my life worthwhile. Now she is gone, gone, gone. I am so blue. Thank you.
she is gone, gone, gone. I am so blue. I'm kissing her again.
Two count on Alfonso Soriano right now. Let's see what he does with that. He keeps fouling them off. I'll keep you posted. A lot of down-tempo songs today. Maybe that's because it rained all day here. How was it where you were? Send me an email or an instant message and let me know. I'm interested. I'm sincerely interested. Well, I don't see any reason to keep the down-tempo anywhere but down, so let's listen to Eldridge Holmes, shall we? This is his version of If I Were a Carpenter.
If I was a carpenter and you were a lady, would you marry me? If a tinker was my trade, would you still find me carrying the pots I made, following behind me? See my love through loneliness, see my love for sorrow. I've given you my If I was a miller at a mill wheel grinding, would you miss your color blocks and soft shoes shining? If I worked my hand in wood, would you still love me? Answer me, say yes I would. I would put you above me. If I was a carpenter and you were a lady, would you marry me anyway? Would you have my baby? If I was a carpenter and you were a lady, would you marry me anyway? Honey, would you have my baby? An underpaid, an
Eldridge Holmes. And this next song is a song that we've heard on Hinky Dinky Time before, but not this version by the Fleshtones. We've also heard it under a different title and with a decidedly different flavor, more of an R&B flavor. This is a favorite here at Hinky Dinky Time because we are sponsored by Hinky Dinky Supermarkets, and we like groceries. We like our groceries at Hinky Dinky Supermarkets and here at the Hinky Dinky Time Radio Studios. So if grits ain't groceries and eggs ain't poultry, then the Mona Lisa was a man, and I've been all around the world. This is the Fleshtones. That you are. You know, I once watched the Fleshtones break up on stage. You want to hear that story, don't you? Okay. It was about 1984, and I think my brother was at this concert with me in Chicago. It was at the Blackstone, I think, or the Vic, but I think it was the Blackstone. We went to see Echo and the Bunnymen at the Blackstone, and the opening act was the Fleshtones. And the Fleshtones were in an argumentative mood, shall we say, and they were focusing that conflict upon one another, and they disintegrated before the audience's very eyes and left the stage after a short portion of their set, and the promoters of the concert were left to scramble. And I remember on the way into the theater, while we stood in line waiting for the doors to open, there was a young gentleman busking on the sidewalk, a talented young man, apparently playing and singing for Spare Change. And he was quickly recruited and dragged onto stage and asked to perform because it was going to be a while before Echo and the Bunnymen were on the premises and ready to perform. And the young man took the stage and he played, and that turned out to be the very first live concert performance on a stage by Billy Bragg. If you don't know who Billy Bragg is, he's somebody. I'll play some Billy someday on the program. There's actually, I was reading a Billy Bragg journal. Hello, Bodie. That's my cat, Bodie. Say hello. Say hello. No, he's not going to talk now. Where he mentioned the same story, so it's true. I have Billy's corroboration. He got his start because the Fleshtones broke up on stage, and that's enough rambling right now.
Take me out to the ballgame. Take me out in the scrub. Oh, buy me some peanuts and crackers. I don't care if I never get back. Let me run for the whole team. They don't win, it's a game. For it's 1, 2, 3, back, you're out at the old ball game.
Well, the Cubs were 4 games out of first with a 6-9 record going into tonight's game against the Mets at Shea Stadium, where it's currently, well, it was 4-1 in the 8th the last time I looked. Ted Lilly is set to make his return to the starting rotation, having completed his rehabilitation for surgery, and all of this news pales in comparison to the bombshell manager Lou Piniella dropped earlier this week when it was announced that ace Carlos Zambrano was being shifted to the bullpen. It's probably safe to say that Big Z will be the highest paid middle reliever in the history of the game. How the mercurial Zambrano will deal with inherited runners and what kind of shape his head will be in by the time he's returned to starting duties is anyone's guess. One can hope that this is a very temporary state of affairs while general manager Jim Hendry beats the bushes for some permanent late-inning help. But on this score, Piniella is non-committal. Perhaps most shocking is the fact that this move has failed to displace even one single Jeff Samardzija from the bullpen. And that's this week's Chicago Cubs Baseball Report. Well, it is Earth Day, and all I can say is that there are better Earth Days than this Earth Day. There are Earth Days when the Cubs have probably won baseball games, and I'm ready right now for Eddie Arnold to help me make the world go away.
Put savings
hey.
In your shopping cart
at Hinky Dinky Supermart. 'Cause every day's a special day. Every day's a special day.
Every day's a special day
at Hinky Dinky.
Where else?
Well, where else can you get a Hinky Dinky jingle twofer, I ask you?
Make the world go away and get off my shoulders. Say the things you used to say. Me astray. If you do, then forgive me and make the world go away. Make the world go away and get off my shoulders. Say the things you used to say and make the world go away. I'm sorry if I hurt you. I'll make it up day by day.
Just say you love me like you used to, and make the world go away. Make the world go away and get it off my shoulders. Say the things you used to say and make the world. Say the things you used to say and make the world go away.
Well, it's that time on the program where we pay tribute to the number 40 song on the WCFL Big Ten survey from 40 years ago this week.
Chicago.
And 40 years ago, this week, the number 40 song in the city of Chicago and greater Chicagoland on the Big Ten WCFL Music Survey was this song by the group Chicago, Make Me Smile. And our weekly tribute to WCFL and the city of Chicago would not be complete without a visit from Dick Orkin and the Chicken Man. So let's get right to that.
Now, another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
Chicken Man!
He's everywhere! He's everywhere!
Only the police commissioner of Midland City knows that Benton Harbor, Monday through Friday shoe clerk for a large downtown department store, is actually the white-winged weekend warrior chicken man. And if for any reason the commissioner must summon the feathered fighter while he's working at the shoe store, a secret contact procedure has been established. Hear it reviewed now by the commissioner and his secretary.
One.
I will send into the shoe department a 57-year-old woman dressed in a full-length black evening gown. Two, she will ask for Benton Harbor, and she will say to him,
I'd like to try on a pair of men's brown loafers, please.
To which he will answer, how big are your feet? And five, she will reply,
let me try size 11 and one-half, double A width.
Yes, clever contact procedure that. For it is hardly ever possible that a 57-year-old woman would wear a double A width in a man's brown loafer.
May I help you, madam?
Yes. I'd like to try on a pair of men's brown loafers.
How big are your feet?
I beg your pardon?
What size?
I wear an 11 and one-half double A.
This way, please, quickly.
Thank you. Isn't this the stockroom?
Yes, we won't be seen here.
Well, why shouldn't we?
May I see your I'm bold button, please?
Well, yes.
Yes, it looks like a real bold button.
Well, why shouldn't it be?
This way, please.
What?
Step into this broom closet.
Why should I step in?
Don't argue.
Oh!
Get in. Now, if you'll turn the other way.
Well, why should I turn the other way? What are you doing, young man?
I am undressing so that I can put on my book. My feathered fibers. Costume.
Well, that was a close one, wasn't it? For who would have thought a 57-year-old woman would wear a double A width in a men's brown loafer? Does this mean they'll have to change it to a triple A width? And do men's brown loafers come that narrow? Be listening tomorrow for another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
Who the rain changed the dust away.
That's Sly and the Family Stone and Everybody is a Star. Hey, do you want to listen to some Bee Gees? Well, neither do I, but this is about as close as we can get without actually doing it. That's Emotion by Samantha Sang, and of course you can hear the Bee Gees all over that sucker, and especially Barry's vocals. So there you go. This is a song from 1940. This is Gray Gordon and his orchestra featuring Rita Ray on vocals, with a song that had been popularized 17 years earlier by Eddie Cantor in 1923. This is the Gray Gordon Orchestra's version of I Love Me. Ha ha ha.
myself to death. I love me till I'm all out of breath. I stop at every slot machine that I should chance to pass and give myself a hug and squeeze as I look in the glass. Oh, I love me, I'm wild about sweet me. I love me, only me, so I'm content, you see. I take me to a quiet place, I put my arms around my waist, and if me gets fresh, I slap my face, I'm wild about myself. I love me, I love to squeeze my hand. I love me, it always feels so grand. I like myself with such delight, I take me right straight home each night and sleep with me till broad daylight. I'm wild about myself.
That was something special, wasn't it? This is the last of the Earth Day songs we're going to hear tonight. This is Mother Earth by the Merry-Go-Round. This is a band featuring a favorite artist of mine, Emmett Rhodes, when he was 16 or 17 years old. This is, as I said, this is the Merry-Go-Round, Mother Earth. Beginning to wind things down on this week's episode of Hinky Dinky Time Radio. I'd like to thank you all, as I do each week, for tuning in. To those of you listening to live and to those of you listening to the archived broadcast, we're going to wind things up here shortly. Let's listen to Ivory Joe Hunter and the All States Boogie.
But this is the boogie I know everyone will like. It's all state boogie. It's all state boogie. the boogie in the north, boogie in the south. The other night I saw a cat boogie with a mouse by the all-state boogie. That all-state boogie. They kept on boogieing until the bulldog came along.
Everybody has a super duper weekend and stays safe and gets to love somebody and joins me here next week at the same time as we always meet, Thursdays at 8:30 Central Time, weather and authorities permitting. With that, we roll on out of here on the wings of Johnny Mathis, and good night, everybody.
It was on a sweet Thursday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday all had passed. Came the day I'd waited for at last, and you were there with love to spare, making it a sweet Thursday. Not like any other day I'd known, giving me a dream to call my own, a dream that you are sharing too. People meet by some design, prearranged by laws divine, yet who is there who can define just what mystic fate combined to make you mine?